What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, normally at this point in the program, I'd be doing the economic news, but I want to skip on down here and talk about Catalonia, make sure that we get that covered today, because this is just an ugly situation that has happened over there in Spain. And it shows that Spain is basically going back to the abuses of the Franco years. You need to remember that Catalonia was an independent nation until Franco grabbed it, brought it on in, said, you're ours now, and you will be Spain, and you won't be Catalonia anymore. So it's not like Catalonia has been a part of Spain for all that long here. But the actions taken by the Spanish government have really raised a lot of eyebrows. And I'm sure the corporate media in the United States is very glad to have a reason not to be reporting on it, because it's ugly. Masked government agents were seizing ballot boxes. The Spanish police were abusing voters and just literally stomping on them. And I think Drudge Report had this photo of a Catalan woman. Her face is just drenched with blood. Now, the police were even using grenades, flashbangs, and rubber bullets, trying to keep people from the polling places. And to show you just how tough those Catalonians are, 80% of the polling stations managed to stay open. And the end result for the vote for independence with Spain was 90.09% of the vote. That's pretty much a landslide right there. So, basically, Spain is out there trying to say, well, the vote doesn't really count because it runs counter to the goals and ideal of the European Union. Well, Catalonia doesn't want to be part of the EU anymore. Just like Great Britain, just like all these other countries, it's turned out to be this raw deal. And again, under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, all people have a right to peaceful self-determination. If the government that you are currently serving under is not doing a good job for you and the country, you have a right to vote for an independence and just break off and form your own country. That is written into the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and every nation that is a member of the United Nations, including Spain, is required to abide by that. Obviously, many of them are not, such as Ukraine and Iraq. But what really got interesting is in the melee on the day of the referendum, the Catalan police and the Catalan firefighters were going up against the Spanish police that were sent in from outside. This is one inch from a civil war. And again, because of the Franco years, a lot of people in Spain remember what civil war really looks like. And my gut is telling me it's going to end up like that, because after Spain sends in outside police to try and quell the independence movement, the next thing will be the military. So it's a very ugly situation. People on the ground were saying they had no idea that the police would be that violent. And they were being knocked down, they were being stomped on, they were being kicked. Even up at the United Nations, they're saying the Spanish attempts to curb the Catalan referendum violate fundamental rights. And yes, they do. Now, all of this, of course, comes down to economics. Catalonia is the economic powerhouse for all of Spain. Spain doesn't want to let it go. Catalonia, on the other hand, is tired of carrying the burden for the rest of the country, just like Germany and Great Britain are tired of carrying the entire load for the European Union. And so the lines are clearly drawn. And interestingly enough, the brutality of the police backfired, because there were a lot of Catalans who were, even at the start of voting, were undecided. And when they saw what the Spanish police were doing to suppress the election, that's when they decided independence. that they could not, in good conscience, continue to live under a government that would use such tactics against its own population. Now, of course, Trump is already out there saying, no, Catalan independence, we must protect the territorial integrity here, because Trump's obviously a globalist. And right now, the globalists, like Soros, have to be in a panic. You've got Kurdistan wants to go independent. Crimea broke off. Now Catalonia wants to break off. We're going in the wrong direction. We're supposed to be welding them all together into the New World Order. What's wrong with you people? All right, let's go back up here and pick up the economic news. A lot of good stuff going on here. We were talking about what's going on in Puerto Rico, and one of the things that's really harmed Puerto Rico is massive fraud committed against Puerto Rico by Wall Street bankers. And apparently one of the big perpetrators was Santander Bank that defrauded investors in Puerto Rico through a massive municipal bond scheme. And Santander was able to pull this off, and nobody went to prison. Have you noticed that about here in the United States of America? Fraudulent bankers are never sent to jail. They may fire some kind of a minor clerk underling. They'll pay a fine that they take off their taxes, and then they raise their fees to their customers. Nothing ever really happens. I think a good idea would be to copy what Vietnam is doing. Because they have a former banker that was convicted of fraud. He has been sentenced to death by firing squad. And I think we need a little of that kind of thing here in the United States of America. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Over in Great Britain, Monarch Airlines has just gone into bankruptcy, and it created a huge problem. Because apparently there were 110,000 people who had flown out of Great Britain on Monarch Airlines, and now they can't get back. So they're trying to basically get planes sent over there and get all these people back. 300,000 future bookings canceled. Now, as you know, there's a massive unemployment problem in this country. The government won't admit it. They keep insisting it's 5, 6% unemployment. We know the numbers are much worse than that. We have almost 100 million Americans willing and able to work who have not been able to find work for months, if not years. So the government's lying about that one. And all this talk about how the immigrants are a benefit, it's a net gain. No, it isn't. The numbers don't bear it out. Huge amount of cost in taxpayer funds, and very little is coming back. And even worse, you know, young American teenagers during this last summer, they wanted to get jobs. That's how you get young people to think about the work ethic, the summer jobs. And apparently, American teenagers found themselves competing with immigrants for those jobs and losing out. Now, as you know, Russia has been acquiring physical gold as much as they can. And right now they are holding record reserves, which I'm sure that the U.S. government is gazing on covetously. Remember when they went into Libya and they killed Gaddafi? There was a whole bunch of gold set aside for the gold dinar. That's gone missing. Gosh darn, it was here a couple of minutes ago. I have no idea where it could have gone to. Remember the gold that vanished from the vaults under the World Trade Towers? They were convinced it was still there after the towers came down, and they dug on down and found out the vaults had been emptied. They all want you to think that that ink and paper stuff or that plastic has some kind of value, but when push comes to shove, the money junkies, they want that physical gold. Venezuela is dropping the U.S. dollar. They're actually looking at Bitcoin as a national currency, which would be a major seismic shift in the world of cryptocurrencies. Now, as you know, a lot of people are talking about Trump's tax plan, and that's probably something else that Trump is glad the corporate media is not looking at now, because it's turning out to be another raw deal for the American people. Corporate tax rates are going to be cut from 35% to 20%, and already they're saying, well, the reality is the middle class are probably going to have to pay more taxes. Golly gee shuckies. And the rationale is simple. The rich have enough money to buy the politicians to not tax them more. The poor don't have anything to tax, so of course they're going to go to the middle class here. There's a new report out now saying that Obamacare will be unaffordable for the middle class in 94% of major cities by 2018. The rates keep going up double digits every single year. And latest word out of the Trump administration is they're not even going to look at replace and repeal of Obamacare until sometime next year. So you're stuck with it. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog talking about how the pension crisis is coming to a boil. And everybody was into this whole idea of we're going to have a pension here and a pension there, and it sounded really good. We took some of the burden for retirement off the Social Security system. And they were very popular back when the promises were being kept. But unfortunately, there's a serious problem. And the central banks don't want to admit that they were wrong about this being able to perpetuate. Because so many pensions are in serious, serious trouble. Partly it goes back to the 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud. The other part of it has to go with companies that are now encouraging staff to take early retirement in order to cut staff to deal with declining sales, declining business. And I would say it's also because Americans are living longer, but actually that has now reversed. Over the last 5 years, life expectancy in the U.S. is now in decline. You're all living too long. You're using up too much money. If you're a loyal American, you will drop dead the day after you leave your last job. The world now has 16.5 million millionaires that are currently in possession of $63.5 trillion in combined wealth. This is called wealth inequality. Historically, it is a destabilizer of society when it gets that out of balance. It can lead to economic collapse because all the money is concentrated in one place and there isn't enough in general circulation to power the economy. We're seeing that in this country. Or it reaches a point where it does trigger a revolution, as happened in France. Now, over in Europe, looking at the immigration situation, they've now had to deploy the military to deal with the migrants who are rioting all over the place. And apparently the situation in Copenhagen is now deemed to be out of control. It's just amazing. Apparently, up in Sweden, a migrant from Syria forced a young Swedish woman to identify herself as a whore to his mobile camera, and then, of course, raped her. And they don't want you to think about that, because what's a few rapes? We're building the New World Order. It's going to be wonderful. It'll be utopia. No, it won't. George Orwell was bang spot on in predicting what was going to happen when governments got too powerful here. Interestingly enough, over in the Czech Republic, their president, Miloš Zeman, has come on out saying that the European Union is acting like the Third Reich, and I can certainly see that. But in this case, the argument is over a chemical used in a popular Czech local rum, saying that Brussels is just tinkering too much in the internal affairs of the member nations. And that, of course, has always rankled the member states of the EU, just as it's rankled the individual separate states here in the United States of America. The federal government was only supposed to take care of issues outside the national borders and not intrude to the inner workings of the states, and yet they continue to have done so. I love the headline on this story. This is out of Gatestone Institute. Switzerland, the hills are alive with the sound of jihad. And apparently they're talking about how Switzerland's Federal Commission Against Racism basically issued an alert saying that hostility toward Muslims was rising, and it's fed by facts that have nothing to do with Muslims themselves. See, we're in the middle of this little propaganda war where the New World Order people are trying to convince everybody that all these stories of migrants who are raping and looting and no-go zones and everything, that it's all just propaganda by racists who don't want an influx of more refugees. It's Islamophobia. And we have these two competing agendas. And it is, in fact, triggering a surge of nationalism all across Europe, and for that matter, here in the U.S. Let's take a phone call. Jesse in Utah, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to relay some information. I was talking to my uncle, who lives in Mesquite, Nevada. And yep. He said that his landlady knew the guy that did that shooting, or supposedly did. And mm-hmm. He said he was a big-time liberal, big-time Hillary supporter.
Well, so there are photos of him. No, you know, there are photos of him taking part in an anti-Trump protest, but apparently his Asian paramour was a lot more committed than he was.
And I'm just talking as far as, you know, a bunch of old farts sitting down talking politics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where this guy, that's his age bracket.
The mainstream's not going to report that, so.
I think they did. I think they picked up on the fact that, yes, he was liberal, which, of course, goes against the narrative that it's only those Republican gun nuts who do this kind of thing, which is another reason why I think this guy wasn't the shooter and he wasn't set up to be the patsy. I think he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time and he got killed and dumped there because a propaganda tool.
As
a propaganda tool, there's nothing there. Because he's liberal, they can't use him to demonize the Trumpers. In fact, they've made the Trump people look very sympathetic and look like the victims. And so
they definitely won't amplify that fact. But that's another thing she was saying is she also agreed that he's definitely not the type to do something like that. He wasn't some sort of extremist, you know. Anyway,
yeah.
Have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Jesse. We're going to let you go here. No, it doesn't pass the smell test. I don't know what the official story is going to wind up finally being, but at this point, I don't think he did it, and I don't think he was even intended to be set up as the patsy. I think he just was there, and they just dumped it on him, and the real shooters are now gone. Because, again, if they were going to set up a patsy to be killed and left behind, it would be somebody like a Trumper or somebody linked to Syria or somebody linked to North Korea. There's just nothing there to get anything done with here. All right, let's get on back here. Do you remember how a little while ago there was a church that was shot up in Antioch, Tennessee, and did you notice it didn't get a lot of news coverage? Because the people who were shot in the church were all white, and the shooter is from Sudan and a Black Power radical with a history of sharing pro-Islamic and anti-Western posts on social media. So again, it doesn't fit the narrative of the whites are killing the blacks here in the United States, and they're all being put up. Boy, when it's a white man who shoots up a black church, headline stories for a week. Black man shoots up a white church, who cares? Now, interestingly enough, as you know, the FBI issues a bunch of statistics every year on crimes. All of a sudden, in its latest report, the FBI is starting to withhold specifics, such as what drugs were in use, what guns were in use, whether the arrests were over possession or sale. And I find that very, very interesting. Perhaps they're concerned that the data in the report isn't lining up with the desired narrative as well. We will be right back after these few words.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Washington Post is now saying that the Las Vegas shooter had 19 guns. The number keeps changing all over the place here. And so it's you would think that would be something they'd know. They go in the room, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12. And, but it's, the numbers are all over the place here. Getting on back to immigration and problems, apparently over in Malta, they're dealing with a problem that's being brought by the open borders, and apparently drug smuggling Libyan and Somali asylum seekers are causing all kinds of headaches for the Malta police. And apparently a large number of these nationals seeking asylum in Malta are involved in the drug trade and ought to be refused. And as I've said before, this migration is a filtering process. You are not getting the best of the people from those source countries. You're getting the ones who can't make it in their home country. You're getting the ones who are possibly fleeing prosecution. Or you're getting criminals who are seeking to expand their activities. So this unrestricted open borders ideology was crazy right from the beginning. But as I said earlier in the show, conservatives build castles in the clouds and the liberals move in. There's been yet another study done on the World Trade Towers, And basically, again, has this is from Scientists for 9/11 Truth, saying that fires could not have collapsed the World Trade Center, because if you remember the impacts of the airplanes on the towers, that huge orange flash, that's the jet fuel. The vast majority of the fuel in those aircraft tanks burned outside the building, and the fires inside the building were mostly from paper and office furnishings, and nowhere near hot enough to melt the steel. There's been another very tacky story involving the police in New York. Apparently, an 18-year-old girl is saying two New York Police Department officers raped her after arresting her. And apparently two detectives and their supervisor have been stripped of their badges and guns, while Internal Affairs is taking a look at that. It almost seems like, as a population, we're all going crazy. Is it prescription antidepressants? I'm sure that's part of the problem. One quarter of the population and an even larger percentage of police officers are on these medications. And just because you're not out there with an Uzi firing into a crowd doesn't mean it's not affecting you. We did a little study ourselves that showed a strong correlation between the market penetration of antidepressants and the incidence of domestic violence. Are we drugging ourselves into borderline insanity for the sake of a fast buck for the pharmaceutical industries? All right, so let's take a final look at this NFL thing, because it does appear to be dying down and going away, and thank goodness for that. But the harm has been done to the NFL, and they appear to have seriously strangled the goose that's been laying all those golden eggs. It was rather amazing to see all these athletes out on the field talking about oppression, and America's a land of oppression, and they're pulling down $5, $10, and $20 million. Last week, NFL, or rather, 2 weeks ago, NFL ticket sales dropped 18%. They dropped again this last weekend. The owners are now in a panic, because if the seats are not being filled, if people are not tuning in to watch the games, they, the owners, have to make up the shortfall for those players' salaries. And so finally the owners are saying, guys, this has got to stop. The fan outrage is so severe, it may be a long time before the NFL ever really recovers. In fact, we may be seeing the beginning of where American-style football goes into a decline, and the United States, like the rest of the world, starts looking more and more at soccer, which the rest of the world calls football. Fox News has announced they will no longer broadcast the national anthem during NFL games, so that they will not be broadcasting whether the players are standing up or sitting down. You're going to get commercials. And after that's all down and the game is ready to start, then they'll come on back to that. I think that's probably a decent way to handle it. I think it's a good solution. Just take away the media exposure. All right, we're going to take another commercial break here. When we come on back, more news about NFLs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there's a very ugly story floating around here. This came from the Armstrong and Getty radio show. And basically, the Oakland Raiders apparently were very upset. They were all kneeling for the anthem, and the star quarterback stood, showing respect to the anthem and the flag. And apparently, the front line were so upset with him that they purposely held back and let him get tackled, and in the process they wound up losing the game. If I were the owner of the Oakland Raiders, I would be very upset about that, because you're there to win. Really is absurd. A little bit of fallout from Catalan's independence vote. It has revived calls for Scotland to have a new independence referendum, and this time they're going to be really watching for election fraud, because remember the last one they had was almost like they didn't even try and hide the fraud that was going on. So what a mess the world is in here. Getting on back to the Las Vegas shooting, As you know, Hillary was out there already saying we must put politics aside, and then immediately launches into the liberal agenda for gun control. And as I mentioned, she put out this tweet saying that, you know, boy, if he'd had a silencer, there would have been a lot more people who were dead. And I explained why the movie image of a silencer, it doesn't exist in real life. There is no tube that you can put on the end of a firearm that is going to make it quiet. And the correct term for the device is a suppressor. And the goal of a suppressor is to take the single shockwave that comes out of the barrel when the bullet leaves and turn it into lots of little shockwaves, which make it very, very difficult to pinpoint where the shot came from by listening for it. There's also another effect of that. When you talk about hearing that is damaged by gunfire, the sound of gunfire, rather, it is that shockwave. For people who are not wearing the appropriate ear protection, and if you're a shooter, you ought to be, it can cause permanent damage over time. So, believe it or not, the House of Representatives is looking at a new bill that would basically deregulate the use of suppressors, and it's called the Hearing Protection Act, and it will eliminate restrictions on suppressors and treat them as just another part of an ordinary firearm. And so that's the reason for Hillary's comment. And it actually would be a good thing, because a suppressor is going to mean that you're still going to hear the gun. The sound of that shockwave blast is not going to be potentially as damaging to your hearing. I think it's a good idea. And again, you need to remember this idea that a silencer can really silence a gun, that's movie-making magic. It doesn't exist in real life. The closest you can get is a suppressor with what is called subsonic ammunition, which is very weak, which means that the bullet is traveling slower than the speed of sound. There's no way to stop the shockwave from a bullet that's traveling faster than Mach 1. There's no way to do that. Now, over in Vermont, they're taking a look at how health is run in this country, and they're getting ready to try a new experimental model in which doctors will be paid to keep patients healthy, and if the patients become ill, the money to the doctors stops. And this can be very effective because Vermont is not the first place to think up this idea. It actually used to be the cornerstone of Chinese medical practice before they got all civilized. And that was the idea that if you had a doctor, you would pay them monthly a small fee as long as you were healthy. And if you got sick, the doctor was obligated to cure you. And until he cured you, the money would stop. And that certainly gets around this idea of doctors making profits off of endless treatments for symptoms. It puts the financial incentive on health and wellness rather than the cultivation of additional diseases here. Now, over in San Diego, they're dealing with hepatitis A. They've had 17 people dead, mostly among the homeless population. San Diego has declared a state of emergency. And people are wondering, is this really a state of emergency or another vaccine sales campaign? Certainly, the homeless cannot afford to get the vaccines. That's basically, it's all scaring you into buying things you otherwise wouldn't get here. Let's take a phone call. Craig in Seattle. Aloha, Craig. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I had a quick question for you, if you don't mind. Have you heard this about 30 years ago, William Cooper stating this is actually how they're going to destroy this country with drugs and mass shootings and blame it on basically our rights, the Constitution and everything to basically get rid of us, get rid of the country in itself?
William Cooper's not the only person who said that. I mean, there have been a lot of people coming on out and saying that when the government wants to get rid of the Second Amendment, they're going to be staging all kinds of mass shootings until the American people say, save me from the evil mass shooters and take away our guns and take care of me. But just something to keep in mind, people, every genocide of the 20th century was preceded by a gun ban on that targeted population. just like the U.S. tries to disarm all the nations that it eventually wants to invade. Same thing down on a personal level.
Thank you, Mike. You all do a great job out there. Have a great day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. All right, turning to the world of computers, apparently Sonic Drive-In got hacked and customer credit card info was stolen and sold on the Internet. BlackBerry is changing its business model. They're moving away from the handset market because it's already glutted. And instead, they're trying to take their proprietary security software and market it to other providers, such as Apple and Samsung. And BlackBerry's revenue is in a bit of a decline, but they expect it will pick up as they get out of the hardware end of the business and just license their software. Apparently, Denuvo, the world's most feared gaming anti-piracy mechanism, was deployed on the brand-new Total War Warhammer 2. And apparently the hackers had gotten past it and started making pirated copies within hours. There's never going to be a technological solution to the idea of software or content piracy. In fact, by trying to do it through software and hardware, you're turning it into a game. And the hackers are going to love that. You know, which one of us is more butch with the computer console? The problem isn't the computers. It's that we as a nation have lost our moral compass. And the attitude for people seems to be that if I can get away with something, there's no reason for me not to do it, whether it's ransomware or stealing movies or stealing music or the rest of that. It's just people don't have those moral inhibitions. And again, look at the example being set by our government and corporate leaders. It's got to be very hard for young people growing up in our age to get a sense of moral responsibility and rightness looking at the country's leadership. And we know that religion, part of what it does that is good, is to instill moral values, but religion is in decline pretty much all across the board. And I'm sure all the clergy sex abuse stories have not helped with that either. Now, Amazon's Whole Foods Market has been hit with a credit card breach in some stores. Another day to breach here. And so apparently they were able to gain unauthorized access to credit card information for the customers who made purchases of certain venues like tap rooms and full table restaurants located within the store. So it wasn't a complete breach of the entire system. And apparently most of what they actually got were transaction histories rather than the credit card information. Here's something you need to think about, okay? You can't hack cash. And until the government is able to deal effectively and decisively with cybercrime, it has no business pushing the cashless society propaganda. They have no right to force us onto these plastic monetary instruments when they are wide open for theft and fraud. We need to go back to cash and carry. Go to the supermarket and you'll see somebody who's buying groceries, loaf of bread, bottle of wine, some chips, some candy, and they're putting it on a credit card, not a debit card, a credit card, where the bank gets interest on it. And even on a debit card, there's a charge. The bank isn't doing that for free. Shouldn't be using the bank, you know, for these minor things. That's what cash is for. More and more people are starting to look at the iPhone X, and they're very uncomfortable with the concept of the Face ID. Now, Apple wanted to move forward with better security because it's already been shown their fingerprint scanner can be fooled. If somebody can get your fingerprint off of something, doorknob, whatever, they can make up a fake that will fool the Apple fingerprint scanner. So Apple came out with this infrared imaging system that literally makes a depth map of your face. It's not a photograph of your face. It's a true three-dimensional representation of your face. And they're saying that the only way somebody could get past it is to literally have a casting, a life mask of your face, like they do for special effects makeup. The problem is, as was demonstrated during the unveiling, Sometimes it won't even let the phone's rightful owner get on in there. So, I mean, the best idea is don't have anything on that iPhone or that iPad or that smart device that you wouldn't want to be made public. And it is amazing how many people, especially young people, are putting their entire lives on these devices or on social media, and they don't understand the repercussions. There are nasty people out there. Now, there's an alarming story coming out of Harvard. They're looking at this issue of vulnerability on government websites, and they have discovered that hackers could acquire enough personal information to alter voter registration files in 35 states. Now, this study, which surveyed official state voter record websites, found that in 35 states plus the District of Columbia, voter registration websites allow users to log on and change information like home addresses, party affiliation, and gender. And while this provides a convenient way for voters to update their registration, it also gives malicious actors an easy way to impersonate voters, submit address changes, delete voter registrations, or request absentee ballots. And this definitely needs to go to President Trump's Commission on Voting Integrity, because it is a scandal how wide open for fraud our election system is. Now, there are some newly released documents called the Monsanto Papers, and they provide a behind-the-scenes look at how far Monsanto will go to control public perception, the news media, and even scientific research into the key ingredient in its Roundup product, glyphosate. And these documents, which include internal emails and memos, reveals, among other things, how Henry L. Miller, a Robert Wesson Fellow in Scientific Philosophy and Public Policy at the Hoover Institute at Stanford University, allowed Monsanto to ghostwrite an editorial he published in Forbes.com and claimed for his own. And the editorial attacked the decision by the International Agency for Research on Cancer to classify glyphosate as a probable carcinogen. So this is how corrupt our entire society has become, and why you should never accept the word of any authority figure as being factual, accurate, or true. It's all for sale. Look at how many scientists were willing to whore their principles and sell out to the global warming agenda in exchange for just a little funding. Now, despite all of this effort on the part of Monsanto, the European Parliament has banned Monsanto lobbyists from their parliament after the company refused to attend a hearing into allegations that it had interfered with safety studies. And I think that's definitely a good thing for Monsanto's lobbyists to be held at a distance. France has already decided they're going to phase out glyphosate by 2022. They're very, very concerned about all these adverse health issues and the fact that we're not going to get a straight story from Monsanto, and we're not going to get a straight story from the FDA, and we're not going to get a straight story from the USDA. This is a bizarre story. We all know little kids sometimes like to stick things in various orifices. It's one of the reasons when you go to buy a toy, it'll have an age on there, 1 plus up, 2 plus, because basically they're trying to make sure that toys with small parts aren't given to children too young to understand. You ought not to put that up your nostril. So apparently there was this guy who thought he had cancer, and the doctors operated to remove the tumor, and what they found instead was not a tumor, but a toy traffic cone that apparently was in his body for 40 years. This was published in the British Medical Journal, and they're saying this is the first instance of a foreign object being in the body overlooked for such a long time, which tells you that all of the doctors weren't really doing a very good job for those 40 years, were they? More concerns being raised about fluoride. The journal Environmental Health Perspectives published a study, Prenatal Fluoride Exposure and Cognitive Outcomes in Children at 4 and 6 to 12 years of age in Mexico, basically looking at a correlation between prenatal exposure to fluoride in the drinking water and potential health concerns. And the researchers called the study one of the first and longest longitudinal epidemiological studies to exist that either address the association of early life exposure to fluoride to childhood intelligence or study the association of fluoride and cognition using individual biomarkers of fluoride exposure. The study was funded in part by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Already, we are seeing cities like North Texas that are North Texas is urging the Dallas City Council to halt fluoridation due to this study showing that fluoride exposure damages IQ. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our program today. Over at Zero Hedge, they've got this interesting article. A group of mostly liberal mental health experts have penned out an anti-Trump hit piece that basically blames Trump for the national mental health crisis. And basically, these experts claim is hurting anyone who disagrees with Trump policies in general. Now, first of all, this nation has had a mental health crisis for long before Trump came into office. And I tend to think that the national mental health crisis is a combination of therapists who see all normal human behaviors as an illness requiring treatment, coupled with the side effects of these prescription psychiatric medications that were given to treat us of things like our desire to eat healthy food. Believe it or not, that's been defined as a mental illness, orthorexia nervosa. Now, Professor Ivar Gaivar, the 1973 Nobel Prize winner for physics, is out there saying global warming is pseudoscience. And we are continuing to see more and more indications that we're nearing the end of the current solar grand maximum. We're heading into a grand solar minimum. This is when the highs and lows of all the overlapping solar cycles line up. And in all probability, we're going to start seeing the beginnings of a new mini ice age. But Al Gore is still out there saying global warming, carbon dioxide, you've got to give me money. But apparently, data from the Danish Meteorological Institute is showing record Arctic sea ice growth in September. It's already greater than the same date in 2007, 2008, 2010, 2011, 2012, and 2015. In other ways, it's the fourth highest extent in the last 10 years. And we've already seen, we're getting snow. We were getting snow at the end of September. Another article out here, new scientific evidence that climate change is not only occurring on Earth, but on Pluto and Mars. Well, yeah, climate changes naturally. Don't need humans to do it. We were seeing that back on the Viking days when people were talking about temperature variations on Earth. We were seeing the same thing on Mars. Because the temperature of the solar system is controlled by that giant ball of fusing hydrogen right at the middle. Very alarming article coming out of Investment Watch blog. Universities are now rejecting all scientific research they deem to be politically incorrect, no matter how good the science. And this is going on back to this psychotherapist named James Caspian, who wanted to study people who wanted to undo their gender reassignment. And it was deemed politically incorrect, and the university, Bath Spa University, just shut it down. They rejected the proposal. It's politically incorrect. It's going to hurt people to talk about detransitioning. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to talk to Jim Goddard up there in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here and share it with everyone that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells
And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.